be Bonder, isn't it? Because this has all our names. Alright. This is Harper 7010. Harper, do you want to get introduced to Jibo to start off with?
Yeah.
Jibo, can you introduce yourself to Harper?
Hi, I'm Jibo.
What?
And I'm a social robot.
It's not so cool.
My name is Jibo.
My name's Harper.
What's your name?
Harper. My name's Harper.
That's an awesome name.
Everyone says that.
That's what I
know.
My favorite color is blue. What's your favorite color?
Blue.
You guys have the same favorite color?
That's so cool. Alrighty, let's get started.
Ready to start?
Yes.
Alright, start off, let's put a buzzer for me. Oh, the blue one, my favorite. Okay. So do you know your alphabet?
Yes.
Yeah, because you're 7. Of course you know your alphabet. What a silly question. So can you tell me what letter this is and the picture? And then if possible,
apple.
Think of something else that starts with an A.
A, apple, alphabet.
Yes, good job. Wow, you're so smart.
B, boy, banana.
Oh my God, you're so quick with
these. C, cookies, cakes.
What's your favorite cookie?
Cakes. Cakes.
What's your favorite flavor of cake? Chocolate?
I don't know. Vanilla? I never tried strawberry before, so I guess I'll just do vanilla. I really want to try it. D, duck dumpling.
Oh, I love dumplings. They're so good.
E, elephant election?
Yes, look at you go. Such big words. I've never heard that one. I know there's so many to choose from. If you can think of one, it's okay. You can just tell me the letter and the picture.
Okay. F, fish.
Yep. Good job. I know some of these are hard, so.
Okay. G. Guitar gazelle.
Oh, that's a good one.
H. House Harper.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
I. Ice cream.
Yep, that's what I was
thinking
too.
Yummy.
Now, what's your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Chocolate.
Chocolate. Mm.
J, juice, jump.
Jump, that's a good one.
K, key, kangaroo.
Wow, you're so fast with these.
L, leaf, love.
Aw, I love that.
M, monkey, me. N, nose, Notch. That's Notch is the creator of Minecraft, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Okay. Okay, just O, orange.
Orange?
Yeah. Oh, no, wait, actually. O, orange, owl.
Oh, good one.
P, plate, pirate. Q, quack, queen.
That's what I was thinking, too. That's a good one.
R, red, red velvet cake.
Oh, yummy.
S spider spray.
It's because you spray the spiders away.
T table talk.
This one can be a little hard, even for me.
U umbrella
Yeah, why not? Mm.
V vacuum violin.
This one can also be.
Ooh. W watch what?
Good one.
X-ray xylophone.
Nice.
Y yogurt yak.
I love that. You're so good at these.
Z Zebra Zach.
Oh my god. Give me a high five. That was amazing. Go ahead and hit another buzzer for me so we can move on to the next game. The blue one, yep.
You're doing an awesome job.
Oh, Diva thinks so too. You're doing so good. So do you know your numbers since you were so good at your alphabet?
Yep, I know my numbers.
So let's just go through these.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Okay, careful there, because they'll be tricky. They'll trick you. So you, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Oh, see, they tricked you.
20.
What do you think is gonna come after this?
21.
You sure?
Yes.
Oops, 25.
30.
Yep, there you go.
35.
You got the hang of it.
Oh no, 40. 50. 55. 60, 70.
Yep.
80. 90.
She's like anticipating it.
100.
Uh-huh.
Wait, there's more?
Yep.
Oh,
200. Yep.
Oh, 300.
Oh, 500. 500. What do you think is after this?
It's a big number. I'll
give you 700. Bigger.
800.
Even bigger.
900.
Even bigger.
1,000.
Yes. You did so good. All right. Do you know how to do addition? Kind of.
Yes.
Maybe. You want to give it a
try? Yeah.
All right. So I just want you to say each individual thing and then the answer if you know it, okay?
9 plus 7 equals 16.
So smart.
Your faces. 19 minus 1 equals 18.
Yep. What about multiplication?
It's easy. 6 times.
Go ahead and say it out for me, even if you don't know the answer. So it's
6 times 3 equals.
Oh my goodness, you are so smart. Literally the smartest summer we've ever met.
Oh no, I don't know division.
It's okay, just go ahead and say it
okay.
out for me.
21 divided by 3 equals...
You want to take a wild guess?
7.
Right?
Whoa, how did you know that?
What?
That's the answer.
Wait. My age is the answer?
Yes.
What? Jeez, that's a big old hint right there. All right.
All right, we're done with these. So want to go press another buzzer so we can move on to the next one? You want to try this one? Yeah.
Great job.
Oh,
she was
so sweet.
All right, what is that?
All right, this one is going to be super easy for you, but it's kind of funky because some of these words are really crazy, okay?
Rock.
So this is one rock.
Rock.
So what's this?
Multiple rocks.
Two.
Rocks.
Oh, yep. All right, you got it. This we're going to call a yag. If this is one yag, then what do we have here?
Two yags.
Yep. This is called a kel. So one kel.
two coals. Two.
Of course, you're right.
Whatever it is. One slide, two slides.
Good job. Oh my god, this is a weird one too. This is called a pite.
One pite, two pites. One purse.
We're gonna call this a bag.
Okay, one bag, two bags, one shoe.
This we're gonna call a yak. Can you say yak?
Yak, one yak, two yaks. One germ.
We're gonna call this a smite, but it does look like a germ.
Smite. One smite.
Smide with a D.
Smide. Two smides.
Good job.
One candle.
We're gonna call this a bell.
Bell. Mm-hmm. Two bells. One lamp.
We're gonna call this a light.
Oh, one light, two lights. One cup.
Mm-hmm.
Two cups. One stick.
We're gonna call this a brick.
A brick? Okay, yep. One brick, two bricks. One.
I know, these are crazy. We're gonna
let me guess. One feather.
We're gonna call this a mip.
Okay, one mip, two mips.
Good job.
One ball.
Yeah, it does look like a ball. But we're gonna call this a foo.
What?
A foo?
A foo?
Mm-hmm.
One foo, two foos. What the heck? It's a foo. One sandwich.
We're gonna call this a snack.
Okay, one snack, two snacks.
Good job.
One crib.
Mm-hmm.
One, two cribs.
Mm-hmm.
One horn.
We're gonna call this a dump.
One what?
A dump.
One dump.
Dump.
One dump, two dumps. One shoe. What, two shoes? One trash?
That's what everyone guesses, but we're gonna call this a skack.
One skack,
mm-hmm.
Two skacks. One boat, one toy.
We're gonna call this a ship.
Okay, one ship,
mm-hmm.
Two ships.
Good job.
One rock, two rocks. Well, we're done.
Yep, we're done. I know. I was like, that looks like we're repeating it. Give me a second.
So something we missed.
All right.
You're doing great.
Ready to go on to the next one? Do you know what to do? This one, Jibo's going to help us with. So Jibo,
okay.
Can you just take over and tell us what to do?
Jibo doesn't
today.
Want to.
We're going to do an activity together. I'm going to show you some pictures, and you're going to tell me about them. What is this?
Drawing?
What do you see in it? Tell me what's going on and what you see.
So, like, I think the lion is helping the boar, or the boar is helping the lion.
With what? If you had to come up with a story, what would you come up with?
I think, like, they were in the water, and the boy was drowning, so the lion got him into the boat, and then they sailed him back to land.
That is a really nice line for him to do that, huh?
What do you think, Jibo?
Yes.
I think he agrees. Anything else you see? There we go. Anything else you see in the picture?
I see fish. I see fish, a lion, a boy, and plants, and...
That's it? You don't see anything else?
No. Jibo, what do you think?
I don't know how to answer that.
He can't see his own picture. He's showing you. Is that all you can see? Nothing else you want to point out?
I see like a bug.
Yep. Right here. Anything else?
Two bugs. Wait, there's another bug right here.
Oh, yeah. Anything else?
No.
All right, Jibo, can we go to the second picture?
Yes.
Ooh, what is happening? Oh, she's cleaning her room. Is she cleaning her room?
I don't know. You tell me.
I think she's cleaning her room.
Looks a bit messy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What do you see that makes her room messy?
There's, like, stuff all over the place. There's, like her bed is not made. Her cars are on the ground. Her socks. Her everything is all messed up. Even her coat is right there.
Do you see anything weird about the picture?
Yeah, like, why is there a sky in her room?
I know, right? Why do you think there's a sky in her room?
Maybe she's going camping.
Maybe she's going camping? Possible. Bruh, she's so good on following her. Anything else you want to tell me?
No.
Does your room look like that?
No. I cleaned it really good before we went on vacation.
That's good.
Jeebo, can we move on to the next picture?
Yes.
Okay, what's this picture? Ooh. Looks like she's in like a museum or something.
Like you are.
Yeah. Looks like she's in a mall. Looks like she's like looking at like sea animals.
What sea animal do you see?
An octopus.
Do you see any other animals in the picture?
No.
Are you sure?
The only other animal I see is the human.
What about on the ground?
Oh, there's rats. Mm-hmm. Ew, gross.
I know.
Disgusting.
Anything else you see in the picture? Anything else you want to point out? Like what they're
wearing? Why is there like books under the bed?
I know. It's a little messy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What else do you see?
There's like science stuff here.
What do you think she's doing?
Maybe she's a scientist.
Maybe she is, yeah. What do you think she's researching?
Maybe she's researching about octopuses.
What about octopuses? If you had to research octopuses, what would you want to know?
Like what's on the inside of their body?
That would be a really cool thing, yeah.
Or what causes them to like go like
Is that what they do?
Yeah. I see it. Look, I watched a video, and an octopus like defeated a great white shark. It went like it was just hiding in a rock, and then the great white shark came by, and it was like just like.
Oh wow! I didn't know they could do that. That's so cool.
Ow, hurt my arm.
All right. Anything else you want to point out?
No.
You want to ask Jeebo to go to the next picture?
Jeebo, can you move on to the next picture?
Yes. You're doing great.
It looks like she's trying to pick a rutabaga. From a tree? What the heck is she doing? I don't know what she's doing.
Tell me what you see around her. Maybe.
I see like a beach.
Mm-hmm.
I see like something, that thing and that. Oh wait, she's in her yard. Maybe that's a big rutabaga or something. I don't know what it is. What is that?
You can honestly just tell me anything you see. You can be as creative
as possible. I see like a onion or a rutabaga.
Do you think she's really small or do you think her vegetable's really big?
I think she's really small.
You think she's really small?
Yeah, but like maybe she's like so close up to the picture that the rutabaga is so big.
Mm.
Or the onion is so big or something.
Anything else you see on the ground or on the background?
I see like a little snail. I see like a snail shell. And I see ants. I see leaves or carrot or something. That's all I see.
That's all? Alright, that's totally fine.
And I also see a fence in.
Mm-hmm.
Jeebo, can we move on to the next picture?
There's no more pictures.
Oh.
Yes.
No. There's no more pictures,
Jeebo.
But
we're doing an awesome job.
We can move on to the next task.
Okay.
Right? Alright, let's go to the next task. Do you want to go ahead and hit a buzzer for me before we go? Thank you.
Two buzzers.
How do you feel about reading?
Oh, I love reading.
Oh, great, because that's what we're going to do next.
Yes.
Go ahead and read it for me.
I like to play hide and go seek at Grandma's Big House. I play with my sister Kisha. She never finds me, and I always win. Today, I ran into Uncle Jamil's room and hid under his bed. I forgot to close the door. And Rex, Grandma's dog, came to Uncle Jam's room. quiet, Rex, I said. I put Rex under the bed with me. Rex is very quiet. Then Kisha came into Uncle Daniel's room. Rex heard her and ran out from under the bed. Kisha looked under the bed and saw me. I see you. I see you, yelled Kisha. I win. You're right. I did not win this time. Next time, I'll have to go hide from Rex. LaKisha and her cousin Carmen liked to play hopscotch. They could hop fast and had a lot of fun. LaKisha's sister, Jana, the girls, Jana could not hop because she had a hurt leg and was in a wheelchair. The girls wanted Jana to play too. LaKisha said, I know you can play hopscotch with us. You're fast at numbers, Carmen, and I know you want to be fast at numbers. Each time you have a turn, you can add all the numbers we hop on. If you add the numbers faster than we do, you win that turn. The girls played. Jana was fast, but soon the other girls got fast too. The girls played and laughed. They all had fun.
You are such a great leader. Can you do another one for me?
Okay. Jeez, that's a lot. I mean, I do like reading a lot. It was late in the afternoon, and Jess had finished his homework. He put his paper in his backpack. Then Jess heard a knock on the door. His mom opened the door. It was Cam and Zahia knocked from next door. Can Jess come outside and ride? Cam and Eliza asked. Jess ran to the door and greeted his friends. I just finished my homework, Jess told his mother. Well then, it is fine if you go ride your bike, Mom said. Jess smiled. He got his helmet and hurried outside. Cam, Esha, and Jess rode to the park. They rode past the basketball court and pedaled all the way to the top of the hill. Three boys enjoyed racing down the hill. First one to the swing set was the winner. Anissa always won, except for one time. The other little did the boys, other boys know, Jesse would be practicing racing his bike down that hill every day for almost a week. The boys lined up at the top of the hill, and it was Cam's turn to start the race. Ready, set, go, Cam shouted. Cam, Eliza, and Jess raced down the hill. Jess bent over his bike and just like he had practiced, he held on tight the road and rode very fast. Jess passed Cam. Jess pushed harder as he raced past Eliza. Jess was the winner. His practicing paid off. Eliza and Cam gave Jess a high five. Jess was proud that his hard work had paid off. Then the three boys went back up the hill to race some more.
Oh my God, I had such a fun time listening to you read. So we have one more if you can do that for me.
Okay. Oh my goodness, this is definitely gonna This is definitely gonna make me lose my voice for a whole entire year. It is a fact that some kids do not eat right. If kids don't eat healthy foods, they can get sick. To do your best, you must eat right. I want to help kids eat right. So I helped start a garden at school. I like this garden at the White House. I asked my friends at school to help, and they said yes. They were really excited. Then our teacher, Miss Burns, to help us. That is such a good idea, Theo, Miss Burns said. I'll be happy to help. Miss Burns asked our principal if we could use a part of the playground to make a raised garden bed. The principal said yes. I asked my grandfather to help us too. My grandfather said yes. He is an excited builder. He is an excellent builder, and he made the raised bed for us. In early spring, Miss Burns helped us plant seeds in cups in our classroom. We watched the seeds sprout through the soil into seedlings. In May, it was time to plant the seedlings. We grew a lot of vegetables. We had to make sure the plants had plenty of water in the summer. We took turns coming to school to take care of plants. By July, the garden was looking great. There were lots of vegetables and they tasted fresh. When school started again, there were plenty of vegetables, so all the helpers had fresh vegetables for lunch. In the fall, we had a harvest party to celebrate the garden. It felt good to work hard on a garden and know that we helped children eat healthy.
Oh my God, you are absolutely amazing at reading. You did so good. Thank you so much. You ready to move on to the next one?
Yep.
You want to hit the buzzer? Thank you. You're already a step ahead of me.
Great job.
And I know I have to go, so you can just do the first one.
Okay. All right.
What's her name again?
Jeebo.
Thanks, Jeebo.
All right. So this one, you're just going to tell me what you see in the picture, what they're doing, and how you would do it, okay?
A boy brushing his teeth, and I would, like, just put a pea-sized amount on my brush, put the toothpaste down, and just go.
Do you have an electric toothbrush?
Uh-huh. I would do it the same as him, but he's washing his hands. I would probably do it the same as him.
Can you tell me step by step how you wash your hands?
So first I turn on the water and then I get my hands wet with some hot or warm water. And then I get the soap, I go, and then I scrub, 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 scrub. And then I rinse it like this.
Oh, that's so good.
I do it like him. He's tying his shoes, but I can't tie my shoes
yet. Can't tie your shoes? Do you know how to?
No.
Or you just don't know how to?
I just don't know how to.
Alright.
She is pouring cereal, and first I'll put the cereal in, and then put the milk. And then get the spoon in. Why is she having water next to it, or milk next to it? That's weird. Sometimes I had that. Sometimes I put milk next to my cereal with milk in it.
What kind of cereal do you like?
You know it, Captain Crunch. Captain Crunch is the best cereal.
I agree.
Wait, you've tried Captain Crunch?
Oh, yeah, it's one of my favorites too. That's why I say I agree.
He's putting on a coat, and I would do the same thing as him.
So where do you think he's going?
What?
Where do you think he's going?
Outside in the wintertime.
In the wintertime? How do you know it's the wintertime?
Would you be wearing a jacket in the summertime?
Good point.
My Nana wears a jacket in the summertime. Because she's always cold. She's making cupcakes. She's frosting cupcakes.
Do you know how to make cupcakes?
Yes.
Okay, can you tell me how, step by step, to make cupcakes? I'm really interested.
So first you get a bowl, and then you pour some flour, and then you pour some salt and some sugar, and you mix it all together, and then you get another bowl, you put eggs, vanilla extract.
Wow.
And milk, and then you mix it all together. You mix the dry ingredients and the wet ingredients together, and then you add either the wet ingredients to the dry ingredients or the dry ingredients to the wet ingredients slowly. Pour a little bit at a time, though. And then you put it in a mold, and then you put it in the oven, and then you take them out, and then you frost them.
You seem like you are really good at making cupcakes.
Well, I've never really made them by myself.
Wow, but you know how to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you were so good and told us so much for that I think
all
done.
I'm glad that's not how I paint. I'm glad that's not how I paint.
I know. She's messy, isn't she?
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. We're all done, so thank you so much for helping me.
We are done?
Yeah, we're all done.
Yeah, if you guys didn't have to go, we would have sat and talked to you all day, because we love talking to you and hearing your thoughts. So.
I wish I could do more. I want to do more.